o'clock, 9:00 a.m., Wednesday, April 5th, 2017, Special Commissioners Court meeting, second floor, County Courtroom, Brooks County Courthouse. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call, please.
Maria Garza, County Commissioner, Precinct 1.
Vincent Vargas, County Commissioner, Precinct 2.
Commissioner Precinct 4, Tony Martinez is absent today. I am Brooks County Judge Imelda Barrera, along with the County Clerk's Office and the County Auditor's Office. Let us go to line item 1, any public comments? No public comments, okay. Line item 2, discuss and consider approve replacing the sound system at the Brooks County Courthouse. I just got notice that, sorry, I just said that Adam is not here, so if you would like to table this, we can for the next Commissioners Court. Do you have a motion to table?
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Garza, second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 3, discuss and approve Phil Dorman to bring the Miriam Carnival to the Brooks County Fairgrounds as a 4-H fundraiser, and that's April?
April 13th.
The 13th through the 15th. Okay.
13th through the 15th?
Yes.
Okay.
Good morning, Celia Salinas, County Extension Agent, Family Consumer Sciences. We had a phone call from Phil Dorman a couple of weeks ago, and he was requesting to use the fairgrounds for the Miriam Carnival. He did it last year, and he asked because it's in the transition from, I'm not sure if he's going to be in the area freer or Ingleside or something like that, but he usually likes to set up somewhere, and last year, I mean, it was approved, he called again this year, and he just wanted to know if he could use the facilities, for the, to set up for the fairground. He'll be here on April the 10th to set up, and the event will start on the 13th through the 15th. And, the only thing, we didn't talk about logistics, I know he'll donate a certain percentage, but like I said, I know next week, we're gonna be very shorthanded as far as staff is concerned, because I requested leave, an annual leave for the week, and like I said, this came out of nowhere, and, I don't know, the facilities are there, I don't know, like I said, I believe he just said that it's a 20% back to the county or to the 4-H program, or whatever the case may be, and, like I said, I know we're just gonna be shorthanded as far as manpower. The only thing we need to do is market the event, which that's, we can do that, and I know we do need to get some Skittle cans for him, at least for, I know he does have to pay for the electricity, which, they asked me to ask you, August, because I know last year we did charge him $300 for the electricity, because they have, the trailers and, you know, generators and all these kind of good things, and, but like I said, I know that we did charge them $300, upfront to, get the light connected for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, but like I said, other than that, I mean, they just requested to use the fairgrounds. And last year it was waived as far as the fees for the actual, fairgrounds. I don't know if that's going to be the case again this year. To waive the fees, because I know there's a fee for using the actual fairgrounds itself, not just the electricity. So.
Who will pay for the electricity?
They pay for electricity last year upfront, and they just, sent us a, they gave us a quick phone call that it would be 20%, of the sales, and like I said, all we have to do is, get them 4 Skittle cans, and, I know we have to clean up the fairgrounds right after the event. But other than that, that's pretty much what they're requesting. We'll just order them from somewhere.
Or are you gonna pay for that?
Well, it'll have to come out of the percentage that he sends, that he gives. But like I said, the more we push it, the and market the event, the better it is for the 4-H program. But like I said, we were even thinking about earmarking these, funds for a young man that's going to Nationals for archery this coming year in June. So, if nothing else, the funds would be earmarked for the young man. Last year, I believe it was $1,200 to $1,500, per the two individuals that we did have, heading to Nationals, and it's in Nebraska. So it is a little, expensive. They did drive. They'll be driving again this year, so,
Questions? No questions? There's a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Garcia, second? Second by Commissioner Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. All right, a motion to adjourn? Everything she talked about, yes. Yes?
They're gonna pay the $300.
You're gonna pay the,
Yes.
Like last year.
So we're just gonna, we're gonna lend them the free, the grounds for free? Huh?
Okay.
Okay.
So they just, you know, okay, sounds good.
Do you have a motion to adjourn?
Thank you very much.
Motion by Garcia, second? Second by Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Thank you all.